The beaches of Phuket may look busy, but this is as good as it's going to get. Less than 2 months after fully opening its borders, Thailand is once again shutting down.
For now, we will issue no more permissions. This is the same for Thais. From now, we are back to the old system of quarantine when entering.
In an attempt to slow the spread of the Omicron variant, visitors to Thailand will once again have to quarantine for a period of 7 to 10 days, depending on vaccination status. Although relatively few cases of the new variant have been detected, only 63% of the population are fully vaccinated. But the health benefits may be outweighed by a tourist industry that's struggling to survive.
This measure is just like almost like a death sentence for the tourist industry. I think it hurt them so bad. We've just been opening for a few months after we closed down for 2 years already.
On Bangkok's famous Khao San Road, a few tourist arrivals. Those who already have approval can still enter under Thailand's test and go scheme. But with so much uncertainty surrounding international travel, many will choose to stay away. Bi runs a hair braiding business. She's just surviving, but things are going from bad to worse.
Will our business get worse? Of course it will, and it's never been the same since before the country shut down. We still have a few customers, but they are all Thais.
It's high season for the Thai tourist industry. Many had been banking on a busy holiday season and a fresh start in January. But the promises of the Thai government to live with COVID-19 now seem as shaky as their hopes for the future. This is normally the busiest time of year on the Khao San Road, but these new regulations mean the tourists won't be back. And for the Thai tourist industry, 2022 is unlikely to be a happy new year. Tony Chang, Al Jazeera, Bangkok.